So we are in the Easter season, and during Holy Week, we focus on how much Jesus sacrificed for us, that he gave his very life so that we could be brought into his kingdom. This is the kingdom that we hear about in today's parables. Jesus considered the price he paid to be worth it. And in these short verses, we're challenged to think about how much do we value God's kingdom and what are we willing to give for it? These parables have the same theme, but they use two different types of people. In the first, we have the farmer who does not own the land that he's working, a tenant farmer or sharecropper, which would mean that he is a person of lower socioeconomic status. And as he's plowing someone else's field, he comes across a forgotten stash of cash. Because he understands its value, he sells all he has to buy that field. He doesn't have much to start out with, but he risks everything he already has because what is hidden is worth more than everything else he had to start off with. In the second parable, we have a merchant. Merchants were middle upper class. And in dealing with pearls, he knows what they're worth. And he finds this particular one and, like the tenant farmer, sells all he has to obtain it. This one thing is worth more than his entire business and everything else he owns. Has there ever been a time in your life when you joyfully discovered something of value that changed your priorities or how you live? The kingdom of heaven is not simply a one-way ticket to a final destination. Jesus has been teaching about this kingdom throughout his gospel, beginning with the Sermon on the Mount back in chapter 5. And it is something pervasive that was already happening with Jesus' arrival to earth. And the kingdom did not disappear with his ascension. It has continued to be proclaimed. It continues to grow. And indeed, it has an otherworldliness about it, for as Jesus noted, his kingdom is not of this world. It is somewhat invisible, but it is made visible through the way its subjects live their lives. We can experience the kingdom in others, and others can experience it in us. We can see it in other people, and it will one day be made fully visible when the king returns to earth. The kingdom is relational. It affects all of creation. It goes beyond time and space because it is eternal, and it permeates our very soul. It is characterized by love and joy and peace and forgiveness and reconciliation and justice and healing and wholeness and truth and righteousness and light. It is experienced through faith in this time, and it will one day be all that exists. Kingdom living is adventurous living. Now, these parables we heard today are not new for some of us, but we need to hear them anew, because I do think that we first have to consider that the character in both of these parables is Jesus himself. That's right, because Jesus is the one who trades everything for something else that is more valuable. Jesus is the one who the scriptures say became poor for our sakes, that though he was rich, yet he was made poor for us. That he is the one who gave up all he had to make the kingdom a reality. That he is our redeemer, that he bought that pearl of great price, that he paid the price of death to redeem us from sin and its consequences, which is death, and that affects all of creation. Now, the kingdom had already begun before Jesus' death because sins were already being forgiven and people were being reconciled to God. But the chains of slavery to sin were not broken, nor was death conquered until the resurrection. Jesus sees us as infinitely valuable. In exchange for death, we can have abundant and eternal life in Him. And just like I shared with the kids, you are the treasure in the treasure box. You are the valuable pearl. You are precious to Jesus. You are who He seeks out. For what did Jesus trade everything? Our souls, His people, a family, a community, a kingdom. And it's only after understanding how valuable the kingdom is to Jesus that then and only then can we put ourselves into these parables. Because each of us has to consider the value of the kingdom. And it's not just for the poor or the wealthy, but it is costly. The price is what we have, but the value exceeds all that we can give. Floyd Filson adds that it is worth more than every alternative life offers us. If Jesus thinks that we are so valuable, then we ought to value ourselves, to think about our eternal destination for sure. But we also ought to value the one who values us, and He is to be our treasure. We have to remember that there's only one treasure here, only one pearl for all that was sold. And that pearl, that treasure, is the kingdom. Jesus says, a kingdom is made up of many subjects, and so we ought to value the other members of the kingdom. Kingdoms have cultures, and the kingdom of God has a culture that is shaped by the character of God. So we should value what God values. In the first parable, the farmer finds that treasure by accident. But in the second parable, the merchant seeks that which has value. Sometimes we encounter the kingdom seemingly by accident. Others of us have been searching for that which is valuable for quite some time. So how did you encounter the kingdom of heaven? Did you stumble across it? Or were you already searching for something of value? If we truly understand the value of the kingdom, then it'll be something that we will want to pursue with all that we have. On Palm Sunday, we were challenged to think about those things that we might be withholding from Jesus. We were reminded that because Jesus is Lord, that He has a right to all we are and all we have. And these parables today also remind us that the kingdom is costly. But to give all for the kingdom is to joyfully embrace and to yield to King Jesus and His reign. Jesus doesn't want us to be ignorant of the cost. In Luke 14:33, Jesus says that no one can be my disciple who does not give up all of his or her own possessions. But in these parables, Jesus also wants us to know that the cost is worth it. The farmer is filled with joy over finding the treasure in the field. It's worth more to him than anything else he's ever experienced. The merchant knows quality when he sees it. He knows value, and he knows that pearl is worth it. So, brothers and sisters, I ask you again today, are you all in for Jesus and His kingdom? Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount that if we seek God's kingdom first and God's righteousness and all the other things that we tend to worry about, which He's talked about beforehand, things like food and clothing and our lives, all those things will be added to us. One of the game shows that goes off for a while and then comes back on is Let's Make a Deal. And contestants in that show choose between prizes that they know that they can win or the possibility of a prize that's bigger and better. Something they can't see, but they know that it might be there. And most of the people on the show take the risk for the bigger and better prize. They have this one shot to be on this game show, the opportunity of a lifetime. And they'll take the risk, even though there might be nothing there. Though the kingdom is not something that we can easily see, it's not completely hidden from us, because Jesus tells us about it. He assures us of what we can expect if we choose to embrace it. But it does mean letting go of that which we think we know for that which we will know. Trading all for Jesus and his kingdom is not just the opportunity of a lifetime, but the opportunity of an eternal lifetime. Unlike that game show where zonks can lie behind the curtain, Jesus is the priceless treasure that can never be stolen from us, will never perish or rust or wither or fade. It will never decrease in value over time. We have eternal life to live in the loving relationship with our Creator is a precious and certain source of joy. We tend to say, I would give anything to fill in the blank. We do say it, don't we? When was the last time that you said it? Can we really say that about belonging to Jesus? I honestly cannot think of a time in my own life when I've ever regretted giving anything up for Jesus. Now, certainly there have been times when I have withheld from Jesus. That's always a challenge, isn't it? Just like many of you, it is a constant thing. But whenever I have done or given what Jesus has asked of me, I have never had any regrets. I don't feel like I've lost out or missed out on something. And at any given moment, we live in the kingdom or we don't. It's there, it's in us, but we choose to live in it or we don't live in it by our obedience or disobedience. The kingdom life is the richer, more rewarding, more exciting life, because the life that Jesus gives us is abundant. We can't live into it unless we realize that he has done it first. Once we realize that he was the one who gave all for us, then we can choose to live in it, because he allows that to happen through us. So if you haven't given yourself to Jesus and his kingdom, then know that Jesus has already done it for you. He gave up his life for you. He died and he rose again from the dead so that you can live in relationship with him forever and ever. What else do you need to know to help you to understand the value of the kingdom of heaven? Jesus wants you to count the cost. Evaluate your life and consider what it would cost you to give it to Jesus. And think, is what you might lose really worth more than all that you will gain? I don't know what Jesus will ask of you, except that he asks for your life. He asks to be Lord of your life. He asks you to give yourself to him fully and completely. And he will give you his life, which is amazing life. It is a life of righteousness. It is a life of forgiveness and wholeness. It is a life of power and empowerment. It is a life of freedom. Jesus values you. Jesus treasures you. Do you treasure and value Jesus and his kingdom? Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much that we are the treasure in your treasure box, that you value us and you want us to be part of your kingdom, that you gave up everything for us. You, who are very God, came to earth in the form of a human being, becoming a bondservant to the Father, to do only his will, to live among us, to die for us, and to rise again, that you may be the name that is exalted above all names, that we might be able to belong to you. And so you ask us to let our mind be like your mind. Lord, help us to know the treasure that you are. Help us to value the things that you value. We know that you promise joy and abundant life and eternal life. Remind us again of how precious it is. Remind us again of how precious you are. Lord, help us to know that you are worthy and that you are worth it. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you.